Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, Stan Van Gundy. He's doing the Western Conference Finals. After we talk to Stan Van Gundy, I'm going to give you a chance to win two tickets to Game 2 tomorrow night at Chase Center. Stan, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it. When you're in a seven-game series, how do you know when you're in trouble?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you lose a home game, you're in a little bit of trouble. But honestly, unless you go down 3-0, then you're not in big trouble until the other team gets a fourth win. So,
I guess everything else
has happened.
I guess what I'm asking is, did you see anything last night that, you know, if you were Jason Kidd, you go back to your staff and you're like, you know what, we got trouble in this series? Or, no, it's one game, now we're going to try to do our thing in game two.
Yeah, I think there's things Dallas can correct. They shot the ball really, really poorly. They've been shooting it well in the playoffs. Look, their other two series, they got blown out in game one. They got blown out in game one by Utah. They got blown out in game one by Phoenix. So, and Phoenix actually had them down 2-0. So I don't think they're going to panic at all. They know what they're up against. They know the Warriors are really, really good. But, no, I don't think they feel like they're in any kind of mortal trouble. They've just got to play better.
Stan, what did you think of the Warriors' defense, specifically against Luka Doncic, changing it up, different looks? I mean, what did you think of their game plan and how well it was executed?
Well, I thought it was terrific. First of all, I thought Wiggins did a tremendous job as the primary defender on Luka. But the thing that I thought was really impressive was Kevon Looney switched on to him about a dozen times in the game and did an outstanding job on him. And Luka's able to score a couple of times, but he made it rough on him. There was nothing easy going to the basket. And he kept the Golden State defense from being compromised. They didn't have to bring second defender and open up a lot of other things. I thought Looney was terrific on the defensive end.
Stan Van Gundy joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's got the call in the Western Conference Finals. Let me stick with that, Coach, because there's been some comparisons, Dallas with the old Houston teams and James Harden. And one of the things the Warriors always did well against Harden was turn him into a volume shooter. Clay would usually guard him, and then Looney would get switched up with him and do a nice job. I kind of thought the same thing. Are the Warriors going to be able to do that with Luka? I didn't know if Clay could do it because of the injuries, but is the Looney defense, those 12 times, is that a guy guessing right, or is that a sign that, you know what, Looney might be able to do this for an entire series?
Well, they're certainly going to keep doing it until it becomes a problem, and then they've certainly got other options. But Looney being able to switch and play like that is certainly Steve Kerr's first choice. It looked fantastic last night. But look, I've got enough experience watching great players to think what works against them one night is automatically going to work the next night. Just isn't true. One of the things that the greats are able to do, and I would say the same with Steph Curry, is they'll figure it out as time goes on. And so I'm sure Steve Kerr is well aware of that. I expect him to start the same way. but they'll certainly be ready with alternate schemes.
Big question coming into this series, Stan, is how would the Warriors handle the Mavs trying to take the ball out of Steph Curry's hands? And typically, the more teams do it to the Warriors, the better they are with it. Sometimes somebody will catch them in a game, regular season, here or there. They won't handle it well. The Warriors can turn it over a lot from time to time. But what did you think of how the Warriors handled it and then used the way the defense was playing against the Mavs with cuts and they're getting layups and really taking advantage of the two-point shot?
Well, look, I thought always the Warriors are the best team in the league moving without the ball. They've got a great combination of player movement and ball movement. They are a great cutting team. We saw all of those things last night, and it's why they're so hard to guard. They're different than most teams in the league. You know, you're guarding most teams, even the better offensive teams in the NBA. You're basically, you've got to get back defensively, and then you've got to defend pick and roll and some isolation plays against mismatches. You're just not used to having to defend all of the movement off the ball the way the Warriors play. And I thought that's what Dallas had a lot of trouble with last night. First, the Warriors hurt them in transition, and then the ball movement and player movement was spectacular. And so you really didn't see them get to many double teams on Curry. A little harder to do when you're always on the move.
Stan Van Gundy joining us on 95.7. Coach, have you ever, you know, the Mavericks are coming off a seven-game series against Phoenix. They're in a do-or-die Game 7. Now they get to the Western Conference Finals. Even though it's a Western Conference Finals, it kind of feels like the stakes are lower for a Game 1 than a previous Game 7. Have you ever had experience, you know, coming off an emotional series and then going into another series? Is there a little letdown or hangover after a series like that?
Well, there certainly can be, because Sunday was an extremely emotional game for Dallas to beat the top-seeded team who had really dominated the league all year, to do it on their home floor and in a blowout. You know, that was certainly a high for Dallas, and to expect them to be back to that same level of emotion in Game 1 probably was something we shouldn't have expected. I thought that, you know, I didn't really think it was a letdown. I thought it was a combination of great play at both ends by the Warriors and really poor three-point shooting by Dallas, who has really lived on the three. They came in leading the league in the playoffs in threes made, third in three-point percentage. And, you know, last night they make only 11. They've been averaging 15.5, and they shoot 22% instead of the 38, 39% they'd been shooting. So I thought it was as simple as that. I didn't think it had to do with, you know, Dallas having a letdown in terms of not playing hard or anything else. They just didn't play well.
Stan, I want to ask you about Andrew Wiggins. What do you think, and I know you touched on it with the defense on Luka a little bit, but what do you think has been the reason that it's clicked to where Andrew Wiggins has become such an impactful playoff player for the Warriors during this run?
Well, I think in this series particularly, and you saw it last night, you know, they really want to go at Luka Doncic when he's on defense. And so you saw him, they put him in a lot of pick and rolls. They made him defend. And then every time Andrew Wiggins got the ball, he was looking to score on Doncic. And, you know, that level of aggression, offensive aggression, goes up and down with Wiggins. You guys know that as well as I do watching all year. But I think this is something that, you know, Steve Kerr and even Andrew Wiggins' teammates are really pushing on him, particularly in this series, is that he's got to be aggressive and make Doncic defend. He certainly did that last night, got off to a great start, but kept the pressure on him all the time. And I thought created a lot of problems for the Mavericks.
Yeah, I just think, isn't that a tough game to play, Coach? You know, because we, you know, you got Curry who's going to want 20 shots, Clay's going to want 20, Poole takes a lot of shots. It's a pretty tough role, isn't it, to for a guy like Wiggins to figure out what the right number is?
Yeah, I don't think there's a right number. I think it's, you know, run the offense. It's going to run through those. Well, it's going to run through Draymond Green, but everything is going to run to those three guards initially. But when the ball comes to you, you know, be ready and be on the attack. Be aggressive. And whether that results in, you know, six shots or 15 shots will be determined by the situation. But Wiggins just has to stay aggressive with his opportunities. And I thought last night was probably exactly the way that Steve Kerr and the Warriors would want Andrew Wiggins to play every night in this series at both ends of the floor.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hey, Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Really enjoy your commentary and enjoy the rest of the series.
Yeah, we certainly will. I think it'll be a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.